This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's Monday, the 13th of December, which means we have a whopping 12 days to get your Christmas done. We thank you for tuning into the B-Team Podcast.
12 days of Christmas, my family.
Which is a rebroadcast of some of the things you get to hear weekday mornings on Kix 96, your home for BMO in the morning, and on Breezy 101, your home for the breakfast show. And it has been a weekend, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. The least.
Yes. Began Saturday, which is usually when weekends begin, with Brother Breck and his mobile DJ company emceeing a wedding. And not just any wedding, but a wedding that is going to go down in the Brother Breck remote broadcasting annals of time.
Yeah, well, it was the tailgate, some of the tailgate buddies. Yeah. You know, one of the tailgate buddies getting married, so you know it's a wild time when you get back together with that crew. And so the groom, the bride, his brother, their dad, their mom. So I kind of knew some more people there than I knew at the last one.
Right.
That I did. So, yeah, it was fun. You know, it was up near Tupelo. So it was a decent little, about 2 hour drive. So that's about, you know, I was an hour and 50 minutes. When I left there at 11:30. I got home at right at 1:30.
Yeah.
So, you know, about 2 hours.
I can say this when it comes to DJing weddings, private gigs. Let's see, what else have I done? I've done divorce parties, which we were talking about earlier this morning, which are a blast. Bachelorette parties, which are always fun. Bachelor parties, not so much.
Girls like want to dance and do stuff more than guys. Guys just want to sit around and drink.
Yeah.
They're not going to get up and like do a lot of fun stuff. Because like at the end of the night here, the guys were over playing a drinking game, and all the girls are in one corner dancing.
Yeah.
So.
But.
And I was just kind of caught in the middle.
I can honestly tell you in, gosh, 54 now, probably 38 years of spinning, I have never partaken in moonshine pickles. And you have to explain this because keg stands, been there, done that. Some of the extracurricular activities that will happen in some of the strangest places, been there and done that. Moonshine pickles, no.
And I'm going to tell you, we're in the hills of Mississippi, right? We're in the northeast Mississippi, which is kind of hilly and kind of yee-yee. Yeah. And so, you know, so these are my friends and everything. It was late night. I was in the corner DJing while the guys were playing and drinking games. And I had seen the jar of pickles before in the kitchen, and it was in a Tennessee Smoky Mountain Moonshine container. And I just thought somebody made some homemade pickles and just used that as their jar, right?
Right.
And so then the groom calls me over. He's like, Breck, taste this. Okay, it's a pickle. And I'm like, ooh, got a little bite to it. He's like, yeah, this is moonshine. So they're soaked in the moonshine. So there was like a pickles. And instead of pickle juice, it was just moonshine, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Wow. So it tasted good. I mean, you get a little bite to it if you ever had moonshine. And then, yeah, so interesting.
Well, one of the things that I was curious about most about when I got down here was trying what they call either red pickles or Kool-Aid pickles.
Kool-Aid pickles, man.
And for those of you that don't know what Kool-Aid pickles are, it's pickles that are soaked in tropical punch.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And
basically just put Kool-Aid powder in the pickle juice.
Yeah. And it, some people love them, some people don't.
Kool-Aid pickle, man.
But
and they sell them at the, well, I don't know if they sell them at the fair. Go at any gas station in the Delta, and you'll get a Kool-Aid pickle.
But I have not partaken.
Kool-Aid pickle, man.
So, when you look back, because this is the second wedding you've done, correct? Officially.
Yeah, second wedding, yeah.
Second wedding he's done. Do you find those more entertaining or more difficult to do?
No, I mean, just it really all depends on the bride and groom.
Yeah.
And how their ceremony is.
Yeah.
And, This, you know, it also depends on the bride, because the brides, you know, get you the, or the, or the wedding planner, whoever, gets you the lineup. And as long as you give me the lineup and the music, it's not hard. Like, we didn't have any issues during the ceremony. Like, I had all the songs that they wanted and everything like that. It was fine. And literally the shortest ceremony ever. It was 3 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's cool.
Yeah. It was a 3 or 4 minute ceremony.
I find that when you have everything in order, when you know exactly what's going down, because there's nothing worse than going, having someone come to you and say, look, we'd like you to, you know, DJ the wedding, and they have no idea what they want. Organization is key.
This was, I mean, Alex, the bride, sent, emailed me the Google document that started on Friday morning at 10 a.m. with the getting ready. And so it had the timeline laid out for everything. And it went through the end of the ceremony, and I mean, end of the reception. And so, and then on the one sheet, it was like, this place here, this place here, this place here. So it was easy. And then, you know, I mean, I know plenty of music to play at the reception. You just kind of have to,
right?
You kind of have to gauge who's.
Well, you look at the age, and I'll tell you this: if you're going to have a wedding, I understand the importance of having, of course, your parents, your grandparents, if they're still alive, aunts and uncles. But there is a different vibe that happens when the old folks leave.
Oh, it is.
When the old folks leave.
Oh, it is.
When the old folks leave, it's a totally different party.
Yeah, it is.
But again, if you have questions, maybe you'd like to hire Brother Breck for a wedding, we'll put something together.
I gave some teacher a card. She's like, do you do birthday parties or kids' parties? I was like, for the money's right, I'll do anything. That's the life philosophy right there. Yes. That's not just DJ philosophy.
Have money, we'll travel.
If the money's right, I'll do anything, sweetheart.
It's the B-Team Podcast.
BMO is really good at keeping secrets. It's just the people he tells who can't. BMO in the morning. Weekdays on Mississippi Superstar Country. Kicks 96. This is the B-Team Podcast. Sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, if it's your first time, we thank you, and thank you. If it's your second, third, or fourth, there is help available, but we encourage you to help spread the sickness, that is, by telling all your friends and subscribing, because the more you subscribe, the more pennies we make.
Exactly. What are we up?
Checking.
Last time we were like sick of $12, right? Something like that?
Something like that. Let's see. Going to the official B-Team Podcast information desk, we have found that currently we are sitting at over 1,400 listens, and we are at a whopping da-na-na-na-na. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's honesty. That's brutal honesty.
You can almost buy like a meal at a fast food restaurant. Like
almost.
Like, well, I mean, with $12 you can. I'm talking about like each of us could get one.
Yes.
We can go to Wendy's and get that 4-4-4.
Of course, today is the 13th of December. Celebrating birthdays today, veteran actor Dick Van Dyke is 96 years old.
Mary Poppins.
Yes. Actor Steve Buscemi, who looks like he's 96, is 64. Jamie Foxx. Dapper Jamie Foxx. Electro.
Going to be, Electro, this week, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Uh-huh.
Or No Way Home. No Way Home.
Yes. Let's see. In the world of music,
Swiftie.
Yes. Tay Tay turns 32 today. And Amy Lee of Evanescence is 40, while the Motor City Madman, he who is Uncle Ted
Nugent, Randy Owen.
73. Yes. Randy Owen celebrating birthday today as he turns 72. And Morris Day of the time is 65. Are you ready for this? Are you aware of the fact that one of the most popular Christmas movies of all time has special holiday viewings?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Better than that. Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation screening had a very special presentation this weekend in South Carolina. Chevy surprised customers at, you ready for this? Raising Cane's.
Oh, man.
By working in the drive-thru and in the dining area.
Freaking Raising Cane's, man. It's so good.
He took orders and even joked with customers. Can you imagine going to Raising Cane's and Chevy Chase is standing there taking orders? What I would pay money is to have him standing behind customers who are ordering and doing that those facial expressions that he used to do on Saturday Night Live. Wow. Oh my God.
Raising Cane's, man. That's like, I would just be like, hey, it's Chevy Chase, give me my food. I'm here at Raising Cane's.
We've all seen them. We all know someone who suffers from this problem. I'm talking about competitive, light presentations during the holidays. A man in Houston has gone viral for his incredible light display featuring that wonderful Christmas holiday classic, Little John, Snap Your Fingers.
Oh, I saw this.
Only to be outdone, you ready by this? A man in Florida put up 5 acres of Christmas lights.
No. Speaking of this, I was on the way to the wedding this weekend, and I got off on, you know, I went to Natchez Trace, and I got off on some little side road to cut across to Highway 45, and there was I saw a house coming up that had like some decorations, and it was like one of those like the wooden cutout decorations. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure the Grinch was flipping me off. I'm pretty sure that Joker had two birds flip like this, and I was like, I don't know what that is, but I need that in my house. I need that in my yard. And I don't know if it just had his hands up like this, but from the road, looked like he was giving me double fingers, man. I was like, that is awesome. Because it was like, it was all fun because like Mickey Mouse over here and like Rudolph, all the like the nice ones. And then right out in front of the front door was the Grinch. And I swear he was flipping me off. I was like, I want that. I want that.
And other exciting news from around the world. A violent brawl involving dozens of suited up men broke out inside a casino in Atlantic City last week during a real estate convention.
Jersey, man.
I don't understand this. Footage of the fight shows multiple people throwing other people across the room, punches landing, women scrambling away. A witness said that the fight broke out after several mortgage companies threw various parties across the city earlier that night. I did not know.
Were they like hooligans? Like soccer hooligans? You know, like where they follow the team and they're like, hey, this is our turf.
I have no idea, but I did not know that real estate brokers got down like this.
Oh, wow.
And just when
a bunch of dads start to fight each other.
And just when you thought you had seen it all, we're talking about divorce parties.
Yeah.
A couple from San Diego renewed their marriage vows after spending $100,000 on divorce proceedings.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that party.
Oh, wow.
Couple met 13 years ago and were married from 2011 through 2019. They filed for divorce, spent $100,000 on divorce proceedings and attorney fees, only to stop the proceedings last year. Then they renewed their vows last month, and they are still in debt, but apparently still in love.
Yeah, because debt always makes a marriage better.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says, ooh, we are on solid ground. Like, yes.
What kind of lawyers did they have?
I have no idea.
How expensive are divorces in California? Apparently pretty expensive.
Does this woman look familiar to you? I was just wondering if she was at your wedding over the weekend.
No.
Well, apparently it's against the law to bake cookies in a bathroom.
Oh.
This woman was arrested for baking cookies inside a local restaurant bathroom when she broke the sink off the wall.
Come on now, what a restaurant. And people eating.
Apparently, you have not heard the song "The Humpty Hump." People, he once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
People eating. Into that Burger gas station.
Investigators say that Catherine Trammell caused $500 in damage during an afternoon encounter inside a bathroom at Iris 31, which is an eatery in Seminole County.
Gotta find my baby, gonna hold her.
Apparently, they would not offer any further explanation as to how the sink got damaged. However, it wasn't really kind of hard to figure out when they walked in and caught the man in that baking cookies position.
Wow. Like, it's an Irish restaurant, though, so, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. And we've all had arguments and disagreements, and I've probably got 100 different ways to settle these things. But staying in the state of Florida, a Florida man angry over his neighbor's parking habits sprayed fire from a commercial flamethrower toward a car with 3 teenagers inside. The mother of one of the teens said he frequently sprays a flamethrower to scare off guests at his home.
That's like the get off my lawn to the 100th power.
Apparently. In his arrest report, police identified the weapon as an XM-42 light flamethrower, which shoots flames up to 20 feet.
Was it Spaceballs the Flamethrower?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe it was the B-Team Podcast Flamethrower.
Yes. But you can pick yours up for only $900 online. It's the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country. Kicks 96.
The Knocking Doors Down podcast, aiming to end the stigma around addiction and mental health, with celebrities, experts, and everyday people, featuring Charlie Sheen, Lamar Odom, Mike the Situation Sorrentino, Kelly Osbourne, AJ McLean, Bam Margera, Kurt Angle, Carmen Electra, Caitlyn Jenner, Edward Furlong, and Denise Richards. Available wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Go to kddpodcast.com and subscribe now.
It's the B-Team Podcast for the third and final segment. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time listening, it's a rebroadcast of some of the things that you'll get to hear weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your home for BMO in the morning, as well as Breezy 101, your home for the breakfast show with Breck Riley. And breakfast show, by the way, is spelled like his first name. That's B-R-E-C-K.
There you go, right?
Yes. So, as we get ready to wrap up the third hour, over the weekend, had the opportunity to go out to the foothills and forest, and what an unbelievable place that Tony and Jan have. It is just hands down one of the coolest little places I've ever seen. Imagine Christmas World and a little cafe.
Okay.
Serving five-star meals.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Did you get that alligator etouffee?
Didn't have time, but I am going back for that. And again, hats off to Chef Kenny for putting together such an incredible menu. But this past Saturday, they had Christmas cookies with Santa and the Grinch.
The Grinch flipping everybody off like the one I saw?
No. But what cracks me up is people bringing children to take pictures with Santa and the looks on their faces when they're coming through the front door, because as soon as you come through the front door, it's this beautifully decorated country style, you know, cafe / gift shop. Very, 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 very nice. But as soon as you come through the door, the first thing you see is him. And
him as in Santa?
Him as in Santa.
Okay.
And he and Mrs. Claus were perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, perfect. The best Santa Claus I've ever seen, because, you know, Santa's very busy.
He is very busy.
So he has a lot.
He won't come on the breakfast show. He's so busy.
I know. It's hard to get
I keep
him
calling out. Him. I get his voicemail.
But the couple that they had playing Mr. and Mrs. Claus was perfect. And it cracks me up, because the minute the kids see Santa and he sees Santa, there's only two reactions. Oh my God, he's here. Or oh my God, he's here.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no in between. There's not, you know, well, maybe I'll kind of warm up to him. Maybe I'll, you know, change my mind before I get there.
It's feast or famine.
Yes, it is screams of joy or screams of terror. And I was sat there and I was speaking to the gentleman and I said, I thought my job was difficult. And he says, you know, it's funny, because you would think that little ones would have more exposure to Santa.
Yeah.
You know, it's everywhere you go. There's Santa Claus here, Santa Claus there. There's numerous Christmas specials that are on with Santa in them. Macy's, the highlight of that, Santa Claus. Any parade you go to, the highlight of that, Santa Claus. So parents, please expose your child to Santa Claus so that he or she doesn't freak out on his lap, and make their jobs easier.
Yeah.
Could you be Santa Claus?
No.
No, there's just no way. And it's funny, because the ages of people going back.
Billy Bob Thornton Santa Claus.
To Bad Santa. The ages of the people going back were hysterical, because they would range from very young. And I saw someone in their probably late 30s.
Sitting on Santa's lap?
Sitting on Santa's lap. So it brings to mind the following question. What is the cutoff age for sitting on Santa's lap? What would you say it should be?
I don't know if there's a cutoff age. There's probably a cutoff weight. I mean, like I said, if you're 30 years old, you want to sit on Santa's lap, sure, that's fine. But once again, not to just for health reasons and safety reasons,
yes,
we need a cutoff weight.
Yes, because you know? Traditionally, Santa is a much older man.
Yeah.
You know, and his knees or hips may not be that great, but 601-389-1967, we're asking you, what is the cutoff age to sit on Santa's lap? Good morning.
I'm calling about the cutoff about Santa's lap.
Yes,
ma'am. I don't think there is one, because in my family, if you don't believe, you don't receive. Save me a lot of money, so they're not going to tell me they don't believe.
Ah, I like that. If you don't believe, you don't receive. Hi, B-Team Podcast.
You wanted to know when the cutoff date for Santa is?
Yes.
Depends if you're a female and how hot Santa is.
See, I didn't want to say it. I was going to say there should be a different age for men and women. But I didn't want to say it. She said it. There you go.
Yes. Let's take one more. Hi, what is the cutoff age to sit on Santa's lap?
I would say maybe 10. As long as they want to sit, I'll let them sit there. But Santa, they're not going to deny you.
That's true. But again, personally, I say do it as long as the old man can, you know, hold out.
Yeah, like I said, it's a weight limit. I mean, it's just a health thing at that point. You can't have, like, you can't get let me go up there and sit on Santa's lap, right?
No.
I mean, that's a no-no. I'm a big dude.
I took a knee beside Santa, you know, because I just had to. You know, my mother's birthday was Sunday, and, you know, it's one of those things. I always try to get at least one picture with Santa every year for her. But, yes. And the closer we get to Christmas, I always laugh because one of your favorite Christmas carols of all time is a non-traditional one. And that's Garth Brooks, Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Buck Owens, Garth Brooks, whoever.
Yes. One of my personal favorites I found over the weekend. And I was like, oh, my God, I haven't heard that in forever. So it's a little different, but I'd like to share this with you. And I think you'll know what it is, almost. And he set the mood.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove.
That's Mississippi right there.
To make them seasoned right.
Go for Everett.
Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat.
And no tiny rats in
will
my house.
Really hit the spot.
Those things are big.
There you go. It's a little holiday ditty from He Who Is Bob Rivers, one of my all-time favorites. But if that doesn't have the makings of a Mississippi Christmas carol, I don't know what does, because they're out there hunting. And you know it's slow sometimes. And you take what you can get.
Man, I tell you, those squirrels, they get through there, they sound like they're like 1,000 pounds. They sound like an elephant moving through the woods, so you're all excited. And then a squirrel shows up, and you're like, I just want to shoot this thing.
And sometimes you do.
Leave me alone, squirrel.
Have you ever had squirrel?
Yeah, I've had squirrel.
Yeah.
And I used to shoot them, take them to my grandmother. My great-grandmother liked them. So when I'd shoot them, I'd take them to her.
It is definitely good eating, depending on how you do it. Oh.
Hard to skin, though.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Hard to skin.
Yeah. I found that out the hard way, because my grandfather's rule was, if you shoot it, you will skin it.
Gotta skin it.
And that's just how it is. Of course, as we get closer to the holidays, again, it is the 13th of December. You almost finished as far as your holiday shopping?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I still got to get something for my nephew. A little booger. I know he's 6 years old.
Is he tough to shop for?
No. See, I always just ask his mom, because I don't want to give him something that they don't want him to have. You know, I'm considerate, because I'm not going to give him a drum set or anything. I'm not that guy. Or something that they got to put together. Right. So I just ask his mom. I was like, would he like this? Yeah, he'd like that. Okay, good. Then I get that. So I hadn't talked to her. I talked to her about my niece. I got my niece's gift. She's like 12, 13.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, so I got that. I got hers, but I didn't talk about what the little booger is going to get. So, I don't know. But yeah, I'm very considerate. I'm not one of those that's going to buy, like a shotgun or a BB gun or a
snake
or a drum set or a
no reptiles,
something with bales on it or so I'm just like, you know what, here, what's appropriate to get? I'm the good uncle.
Yes. Any holiday traveling this year?
God, I hope not.
So it's pretty much just moms and everybody. Now, traditionally, everybody gets together at mom's. I know this year it's a little different because of Thanksgiving. She was with your brother-in-law at
his parents. Yeah, no, usually it's just me and my mom on Christmas morning. And then, like, that evening is when everybody gets together. So me and my mom on Christmas morning. Because my sister and they got like 85 Christmases to go to on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow. No, coming up this year, I'm going home. Mason is going to be spending the holidays for the first time with his mom. And I am going home to Florida because living here, it's just easier. But that's one of the things I'm excited about most because it's going to be the first time I was home for Christmas since 2012.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we both spent Christmas in Florida in 2012. That's when I lived in Jacksonville.
Oh, right on.
I didn't get to come home because we had to work the very next day.
Yeah, I can't imagine Christmas in Duval.
Christmas in Duval. Man, it was interesting. I didn't do anything. You know, just I was going to go to the Midnight Mass thing that they had there because I'd never been before. And then I got home and I got comfortable. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to hang out at my house. So that's what I do.
One of the things I'm looking forward to most is going to be the food because the queen of the Spanish baked beans or Spanish black beans, my aunts will be cooking. Of course, there'll be pot roast and there'll be pork and turkey and the dressings. But I'm going to be spending it in St. Augustine.
St. Aug.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll be up there and then we're heading back down to Ocala for home.
I spent some time in St. Aug. Don't remember much of it, but I spent a few nights in St. Aug. It's a fun place, man.
If you ever have the opportunity to go to St. Augustine, it is definitely someplace you need to check out.
It's like Gatlinburg on the beach.
Yes.
Basically. That's what it is.
I don't know if I could recommend Duval.
Man, you got to.
Yeah, it's a special kind of
breed. You got to go there one time. Yeah. You just got one of this drive through there.
Yeah.
Drive through the ball.
It's a special kind of place for a special kind of Floridian. And, yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Duval.
Although I am looking forward because I'm making a pit stop in Daytona.
Okay.
Yvonne's never been there. And Christmas in Daytona is unlike anything you'll ever.
You should have a buddy that worked for the Speedway there.
Yeah.
For Daytona.
And it's a total trip. It's one of the beaches that you can actually drive on. They used to race the 500 on the beaches.
I've seen those pictures.
And it's definitely unlike anything you've ever imagined. Christmas in Florida is just different. Because only once, twice. Twice in 54 years, I remember Christmas in the Panhandle in Tallahassee. I had gone up the last time I remember it snowing in Tallahassee. It was 1989, and I know that because my girlfriend at the time, my high school sweetheart, and I drove back, and it was 18 degrees in Tampa.
Woo!
18 degrees, and she came running in the bedroom, babe, go look at the car. And I'm thinking, you know, some of the fraternity brothers had, you know, TP'd the car, gift wrapped it, or something, because that's what we would do. And I went outside, and there was snow on the car. And then driving home down the interstate, of course, people in Florida, they see snow, and they freak out. They have no idea what the hell to think of it.
They freak out when it rains, too.
Mm-hmm. But I had icicles hanging in, like, angles coming off the car. And it was almost impossible to open the car doors because it was that cold with the wind chill. But wherever you plan on being this year, make sure that you have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy the time that you have with your family. By the way, I do suggest you go to our social media sites because some more swag has been introduced.
Swag! Mouse pads!
I have the pads. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at Kix96News.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at B-Team Podcast MS at gmail.com.